How do you know if your teenager is just being a mopey teenager or might have depression issues? We're going to find out next on The Scope. Medical news and research from University of Utah physicians and specialists you can use for a happier and healthier life. You're listening to The Scope. Dr. Nathan Bexfield is at the South Jordan Health Center, part of University of Utah Healthcare. And today we're going to give you some tips as a parent how you can figure out if your child might be suffering from depression or maybe if they're just a mopey teenager. And it can be difficult to tell the two things apart sometimes. So give us some insight.
So, yeah, I mean, I think every parent of a teenager kind of wonders how motivated they are to actually get out and do things. Depression is kind of on a whole different level. So with depression, obviously they need to be depressed. And being depressed is kind of like not having really much joy in life. So a good example, of a kid that has, that may have depression, is that, you know, maybe this kid enjoyed playing soccer at one point and that was their passion and they loved it and they wanted to do it a lot. But then suddenly they're not even really wanting to play soccer anymore. You're kind of wondering, well, why aren't you getting out and playing with your friends?
Not finding joy in things you used to find joy in.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And other symptoms that can sort of be a little more concerning with kids who might have depression are changes in eating habits. They might eat more than they used to or not eat as much as they used to. Also watching sort of their sleeping habits. So some kids oversleep. A lot of teenagers will oversleep.
Guilty.
But these are kids that are sleeping like 18 hours a day, a crazy amount of sleep, or not being able to fall asleep or stay asleep. So those are sort of things you want to look at as well. And teenagers, another thing that I find that a lot of them do is they get more irritable. Now, I know what you're saying. Irritable teenagers, you're probably like, well, every teenager's irritable. I'm talking kind of like out of proportion irritable. Like you can't really even have a conversation with them without them just sort of blowing up or getting really frustrated and angry or crying a lot, extreme sadness. So those are the things I often see in kids this age. At the extreme cases, you know, there are kids that, you know, want to hurt themselves or have thought about suicide, which is very sad, especially to think of a teenage boy or a teenage girl who wants to hurt themselves.
Yeah. I've heard if it gets to that point that, you should seek help immediately.
Definitely.
If there's any indication that suicide's on the table, you should go seek help. Because it does one of two things. It either gets the child help and the parent help, or it calls the bluff if it is bluffing, because sometimes that's what it can be. But what are some other things parents can do? I mean, once if they recognize what they think to be symptoms of depression, should they seek out help right away, or is there something parents can do?
Definitely. If you are worried about depression in your child, you should go see your physician, whether that be your pediatrician or your family practice doctor. But go see your doctor, because we can do some simple screening tests and just have a simple conversation with you and the child and just kind of find out how things are going. And, you know, if your child meets the criteria for someone who has depression, then there are certainly lots of things we can do. The big things that we do that I find works the best is starting an appropriate medication and also getting them into some sort of therapy to allow them to sort of talk things out and deal and have coping mechanisms in place. And sometimes that therapy works even better when the whole family is involved.
Mm-hmm. Medications, do you find that some parents are a little hesitant?
I do, because there's a little bit of stigma that comes with taking medications mm-hmm. for depression or any mental health issue. But the actual truth is there's a lot of people that have gotten a lot of benefit from these medications. So I think this is something that actually helps these kids. And I've seen it in my experience.
How often is depression caused by actually a chemical imbalance in the brain versus just what's going on in their life?
Well, I think it's a combination of both of those things. I mean, certainly genetics plays a factor in it. If there's a family history of depression, then certainly that child may be a little more prone to depression or anxiety or whatever mental health disorder is running in the family. Also, you know, the environment plays a factor. You know, what's your home life? What's your life at school? How are people treating you? How are you being perceived as being treated, or how you're perceiving others is treating you, that sort of thing. So I think it's more than just a chemical imbalance versus environment. I think all those factors sort of play in, and once it sort of overwhelms them, then they feel like they're drowning. Yeah. And they can't get out.
You've told me that depression is something that you see more and more often, you feel in your practice at times. And it seems like you're something very passionate about. So what I'm getting at right now is, what would that be, that one message you'd have to a parent that if they think that their child is depressed? I mean, even if they're not sure, right? Because that's a scary step to take, right? To say my child might be depressed.
That one message I would get out is, if you're worried at all, come see your doctor. Let's talk about it. The best case scenario, we can tell you, hey, you know what? Your child's not really depressed. And you know, that maybe this is something you guys need to talk about, communicate better, sort of thing like that. Worst case scenario is if you don't address it, something really bad could happen, and your child could end up being harmed.
So even if you have an inkling, no action is worse than action.
That would be my suggestion. Yeah.
TheScopeRadio.com is University of Utah Health Sciences Radio. If you like what you heard, be sure to get our latest content by following us on Facebook. Just click on the Facebook icon at TheScopeRadio.com.